Good morning, the Captain's Log. Bob Zaney's my guest today.
Oh, God.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone has a choice for this show since it's your car and you're driving their ass around. Because the old days, I had to drive myself, but now that you have this new show, yeah. I'm very excited, the log, the Captain's Log.
It's actually not new. To be honest with you, I just wasn't all that steady with it, but it's about 13 years old. I don't know how I never had you on the show before.
Well, I think it's for the best. I was waiting to see if it would last, and it looks like it has. So I'm very excited about the log concept.
You know,
I remember when you first started out 13 years ago, it was the Lincoln Logs.
Now,
and you would build things with people in the car, and then you would go to rehab. I'm very excited. Oh, well, we're losing the light here.
Oh, yeah, we got
That's
everything
nice.
Going
you didn't
on.
Even think this through.
This is good.
So, I should have brought my glasses, but we left it dark.
Yeah, well,
it was dark when we first left, Brian.
It was. And actually, this is a brand new car. This is the first inaugural Captain's Log in the new Captain's Edition.
Oh, this is so exciting. Yeah. And it's really great when you lease.
Yeah, it is.
You have to lease now. I rent. I go to Hertz. And it does. It really does. Up my Avis. But this is going to be, and we're on our way to another radio show. We just left the Freak Show.
And now we're going to 103.9.
With Brittany,
yep.
RG, and Flying Brian, which we found out a fun fact about Brian. It's because it rhymes.
Yes.
How sad is your life? When you know, Bob, what rhymes with Bob? Tob.
Knob.
Yeah, no, Bob's Knob. And this is the Captain's Log. I can't see right now, but that's okay. You know,
it's
the glaucoma
really...
They can
see us very clearly, though.
They can see us clearly.
Yeah. Did you share it, or are you just too busy trying to tell jokes?
Oh, I have no idea what I'm doing, Brian.
Yeah,
you know that.
It's like,
I'm sharing it in a second.
I go through the whole steps. I explain how it works. I'm giving you the juice. I'm giving you the juice, baby.
Here's comedians getting coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
I think I'll share that.
I can't find it.
How did you already get off
my page?
Oh,
here we are. No, that's not us. These are other episodes.
Keep scrolling down.
Oh, my.
You should be on my page.
I'm on your page.
And I can't find us live.
This is sad.
Oh, my God.
How about you're really losing a lot of great stuff right now.
It's amazing.
Hi.
You know,
I want to talk to you about timeshare. I think in Florida, it's time that you own some time. And each timeshare that we sell you, we'll throw in a watch. That way you can watch your money go out the window month after month because of maintenance fees. I'm Bob Zaney, and this is Florida Timeshare.
That's very
show.
Nice. That's good.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good. I mean,
hey, I'm Bob Zaney. Come down to Off the Hook Comedy Club. Each week, a brand new comic, and some of them actually show up.
And some
That's
are funny.
Yeah.
Some are funny.
And some of them actually show up. And the ones that don't are funny. They're the good ones. They're the ones that got a better gig. That's right. Because Brian negotiated the deal. I don't know why I'm leaning in like this, but it feels good. Is that okay? Hey, look at that. Look, I got a little... You need some Botox. You know what the thing is?
Why don't you get some Botox?
I can't do a thing with what's left of my hair. But I look at the positive, Brian. I have a lot of hair in my head if I was an infant.
This is true.
Another joke. I've done about 10 jokes already here on the log.
You have. The log is on fire.
I want to go ahead and just describe our drive right now because I have the shade down. But
yeah.
It's beautiful. They're building a... Is that a hospital?
That is a hospital, yes.
And there's patients at the bottom floor. How sad is that? At the top floor.
That's a very...
You know who the patients are
place.
At the bottom?
Who?
The construction workers are working at the top. They keep hurting themselves. Ironically, they have to wait for an ambulance. Now, we're off to our left. We see a massage parlor next to a chiropractor. How about that? You know about a chiropractor? Say the word for me.
Chiropractor.
Both of them.
Yeah.
I know it depends, tomato, tomato. But shouldn't they have a sign when they leave the office that says, I'll be back?
This is true.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Now we're passing State Farm Insurance and Oppenheimer. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Florida Realty.
Why are you taking over the Captain's Log?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask me some questions.
I was going to ask you questions.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot to ask you because I've known you for so long. I think I know a little about you, but everybody out there wants to know a lot about you.
Okay, go right
ahead.
So
tell me about The Informant and what that was like working with Matt Damon, because I never work with Matt Damon. He's been asking to be on the Captain's Log, but I have, you know, I'm booked.
Well, you know, Matt's very busy, and he's too busy doing some of the lowercase logs.
Correct.
Matt was great. You know, our scenes were filmed in an office, so we had time to talk. And he was just a great guy, you know. Him and Steven Soderbergh was talking about where they liked to vacation when they're in London. And I said, well, I'll be in Pacoima next week.
Yeah.
Which isn't really London.
So, and that was more or less enjoyable than being on the Captain's Log.
The Captain's Log, to me, is a free form of entertainment and content. Because it's about the content.
It is. About We're the building quality. Content. That's I'm a right. content creator. That's what I like to say.
It's amazing what you've
it's
done.
It's really amazing.
I follow you on Instagram, yeah. And there's times I just want to stop.
You did.
But I can't. Because it's so entertaining. You care about the people. You care about Florida. You are Florida. Let's be honest.
True. Yeah, I mean.
You know, let's face it.
The state would be very not much without me.
It wouldn't be. You know?
For real.
I was doing local news with these two newscasters, and one was from Michigan, and they said, you know, that's the hand state.
Yeah.
And then another one's from Wisconsin saying, well, that's, you know, that's another state. And I'm just going, well, and I guess Florida is the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. It's like the tripod.
Do we try to keep this clean?
Well, this is the... Yeah, this is a captain's clean.
Do kids
log.
Watch this?
A lot of people watch it. Look, Anna's
doing animal balloons
right now.
Right
Jennifer's
now.
Watching right now.
Hi, Jennifer.
Everybody's watching except your fans because you can't share it.
Jennifer, can you find me on and start sharing it? Is there a way she can do that?
No, you actually have to do it.
Well, I can't find it on your page.
That's okay. Don't worry.
Look at that. Look at that.
Let me see. We're going to find it.
Where is it? We're at a light.
Why is it not live on my page somewhere? You went too far down probably. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's not. We'll find
it. Do you understand? I'm not the bad guy here.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not showing up, but that's okay.
Well, we know it's happening because look at all these people watching. Scott's watching right now.
This is true.
Hey, Capt, look at that with 3 exclamation marks. That's exciting.
They like it. Guys, ask me a question because right now...
Careful.
Hey,
he almost hit a truck.
What he doesn't know is the car drives itself. It drives itself.
Oh, it wouldn't allow you to hit it?
No, it would have stopped.
Then why have insurance?
Exactly. And now this car, I can't find it in your stuff. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe your phone's just not updating right now. It's not online because these people are online watching us. But look it. So this is the first Captain's Log ride in the new ride. But this one, and everyone, I used to say that steering right and left, it doesn't do that. This one does.
My God, it's like a self-driving car.
Yeah, right, left, and forward. But I don't think you can just say, like, you can't be like, take me to the captain's house, and it will go.
It would be a different. It would be the captain and Tennille.
Correct. Yeah, I'd be having like.
Walk have the you plane. Met him, by the way, Daryl?
No, I haven't.
I think that'd be great, a meeting of the captains.
We should do that.
You know, the passing of the ship.
Why don't you put a...
I mean, my God, he's passing other things over here. Now, who else is watching right there? This is exciting. I have my glasses.
Koba's on.
Hi, Koba.
Koba's a new comic. He's at the club. He started like, I don't know, maybe 15, 16.
A discovery.
Yeah.
He's a discovery. And Koba, you've got a dream and I've got a mortgage.
Yeah.
Two different areas. Okay. You have a dream. Keep working for Captain Brian. And I'll tell you what, you'll never have to leave Florida because, well, he won't let you. He's a control freak. Do you understand? He films everything. This is the worst Uber driver I've ever had in my whole life.
I think Uber should film everything.
I think they do, and we don't know that
this
yet.
This is true.
I think it's up in the cloud.
Yeah.
I see it in that cloud right over there.
It is.
I see my career in that cloud, and it's already dissipated.
Let's talk about your career. You beat Carrot Top.
On Star Search.
And Star Search is a show that used to be like America's Got Talent, guys.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great way to put it.
It's like that.
You're like analogous.
Yeah.
They're very exciting. And, you know, his live show in Las Vegas, the Luxor, Carrot Tops, he shows that clip every night. So I'll be at Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight and in a live Vegas show. That's how good I am.
And on the Captain's Log. I mean, the pinnacle of your career.
This is exciting. When this thing blows up, you know, finally, who needs this other TV crap?
That's what I'm talking about.
Who needs Kimmel? Who needs Fallon?
You don't need Fallon.
Yeah, who needs Colbert when you got the log?
That's exactly
this
right.
This is the log, people.
Should I keep the name the Captain's Log? Or I don't know.
I think you should actually get a focus group. But people who have ADD, that would be a great focus group, wouldn't it? Just a bunch of people with ADD.
I would be the head of it then.
You would be.
Wouldn't we all be? Oh, my God.
You know, I had a question for you. If a TV weather person has cataracts, are all their forecasts partly cloudy?
I think so.
Do you think poor white trash go to the movies just for the trailers? I got a lot of these questions.
How long do you think of these things?
Luckily, your car drives itself, so I don't have to worry
anymore.
We're passing T-Mobile right now, and there's Walgreens.
Hey, look, We got Java Nails.
Don't you love how they have Walgreens across the street from from CVS?
It's on the corner of Healthy and Happy, right? Or Happy.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it is.
It really is. Seems like it. And once you give that guy some money, he'll work for food on the corner of Healthy and Happy. How ironic is that? This is going to be a great show. We're headed over to another radio show right now.
The captain's log on a boat. Oh my God, Anna. So actually we did a great episode years ago at Ralphie May. We went fishing and it was a blast. But Captain Todd Giroy in Naples, Florida, and I are talking about next week doing the captain's log. We're going to go snook fishing, tarpon fishing, and catch some redfish on the captain's log. That's going to be fun. But thank you. That's a very good call. Excuse me while I do my
Don't mind me.
My promotion on the captain's log. I have a guest here, Bob Zaney. He's my guest today on the captain's log.
You should do a show on a boat.
I should.
You know, let's just do a show on a boat. Why not? Why don't we just, you know, have the self-driving car hit a boat?
This is true. We should take the car that drives onto the water, hey, like the duck tour.
There's a subway. I hear Jared's back. Let's go over and say hi. I hear he has an 8-inch for you.
So we're going on now next radio station. What's different when you come to Naples, Florida, compared to some of the other cities?
I think it's the humidity. I love it. I love the humidity. I love the fact that the windows get all foggy because of the humidity. It's an amazing thing. And the key is that you turn on the heat to get rid of the humidity, right? It's not the cold air.
I don't know what I do. I just hope that eventually it goes away.
Yeah. But Bob, what does it say? Listen to you on the Bob and Tom show. How about that? You see, that's how good I am. That's not even on the air anymore here, but they know me from that.
You're famous.
I am famous.
I was never on the Bob and Tom show.
Oh, we get you on if you want. Yeah. Donnie Baker's coming to
Donnie
town.
Donnie Baker!
That's exciting. We were just talking to Donnie in between the shows that we've been doing, and looks like maybe January, Donnie will be in concert at Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club.
That's right.
Bay.
That's exciting. I've been trying to work on Donnie for a long time. It's been a long, long time, and he's very elusive.
He's very busy. You know, those Zumba pants are very expensive, so he only has to take gigs at pay. You promised him like a free dinner and a chance to talk to Santo.
Yeah.
I love your parents, by the way. Janice,
oh, my
and
parents
Santo.
Are great.
They're really, and you know, they're so I'm proud of you. And that's the thing I like about them.
They
know?
Really...
A lot of parents are proud of their children. Yeah. You're the exception.
They're getting more unproud of me because of the more content I create. They think it's like...
Too much.
Yeah.
They're from the old school.
They're old school.
No, I think they're from the old country too, aren't they?
They are. But they need to understand this is the new school. This is how it's happening. This is TV. Like, I'm seriously dedicated to this. I'm doing it. Non-stop.
Yeah, you are doing it. We're coming up to Germain Arena. Very excited, and of course, and where are we driving to now? Back towards Naples.
Yeah, we're heading to Estero. We're going to Beasley Broadcasting. There's two stations. One on
Jeff Zito.
Yeah, Jeff Zito.
Love the Jeff Zito.
Yeah,
and Big Mama.
And Big Mama. And
very excited. I've never done Big Mama's show.
This is your first time on Big Mama, and the first time on the Captain's Log. You may not be able to perform tonight. You're so excited.
Good thing it's from the waist up, because I tell you, you'd see how excited I am about doing this.
We don't do full
But up here, we look younger. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. I know. You're doing those sheep urine injections, and you look fantastic, by the way. Not people to know he's 59 years old.
Have you heard about all these new face masks? The other day, my daughter had goat milk. That was a goat milk mask.
Really?
Yeah. Charcoal, goat milk. I'm like, what's next? Tiger pee? Like, what's the next thing?
Let me tell you something about tiger pee. I was really skeptical until I actually asked a tiger to pee for me over me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's a lot of work.
It thins your face out nicely.
Yeah, and the zoo doesn't like it. They don't like it there. But tiger pee is the new fad. And I, you know, anyone listening, tiger pee is the way to go.
Guys, the first 10 people, I'm going to give you a promo code right now for tonight or Sunday. You can use W918, right? And that's W918. See Bob Zaney tonight or Sunday. But we're on the captain's log. And today, we're driving around Fort Myers, Estero, Naples, Florida. Bob is just so thrilled to be with me. I woke him up.
You can see it on my face.
Yeah. What time did I wake you up, Bob?
It doesn't matter, Brian. It's a time zone difference, too. So technically, I was up at 1 a.m. Los Angeles time, where I live. Have you heard of L.A.?
No, but let me guess. You're so excited to see me that you couldn't sleep last night waiting to wake up.
I couldn't. And thank God that you were right next to me to say, I wrote. Hey, we got to go now.
So you're trying
you
to
don't hear that crap on the log. Bay, bay.
Well, it's not every day I want to spend the entire evening with my guest.
Well, you don't come by the club anymore, so that's the only time you get a chance to really hang out with the
comedians. I'm at the club all day, but at night I tend to be doing other things.
You can hire someone else to count the shrimp. I don't know why you feel you have to be there to count the shrimp. And, you know, when you count, like, the five and then you eat one, that doesn't count. You do know that, right?
But I've been dieting.
Oh, you look fantastic, by
the way. I've been dieting.
Yeah, well, you have?
Yeah. Did I tell you that? No. I've been dieting?
What are you doing?
I lost 29 pounds. I'm going to the gym. I'm eating good. No more steak and cheeses. Every once in a while, a steak and cheese, but not like all
and
the time.
And then it'll creep up. And
very
it'll be
sushi.
Steak and cheese all the time.
Yeah.
And then it'll be the captain's blog because he'll be that big
again. The captain's blog?
And you know when he's back on the steak and cheese.
I eat sushi a lot. Everyone makes fun of me because I eat sushi a lot.
Well, you know, I'm not going to even touch that because I know it's a family log. It's a family-friendly log. I'm going to leave that right there.
I'm just saying that she comes over once in a while. That's all.
Hey! If you knew sushi like I knew sushi. Good night, everybody. Hashtag me too.
Yes.
A lot of trouble we're getting into here on the log, but thank God no one watches. Oh, here we go.
We're getting off.
Here's somebody,
exit.
Crystal, saying, hey.
Exit here. This
hey.
Is what we're doing.
Hey, Crystal. Good morning.
Good morning, Crystal.
How are you?
Good morning, Heather.
And, Crystal, I want to say this with the utmost respect. What are you wearing?
Let's play a game.
Let's do a trivia question right now.
All right, okay? Go.
What do you call an armadillo with leprosy?
You got me.
A dillo.
Why is that?
Well, a symptom of leprosy is you lose your limbs.
It's true.
And it's an armadillo, you see. So he'd just be a dillo because of the leprosy.
Ah.
Oh, dear. Oh, look at that, Heather. Hi, Heather.
It's a good thing you explained that joke to me because it came full circle.
It really did. Something came full circle.
Yeah.
And it's sure not this self-driving car.
Do you have more amazing trivia?
I don't want to give any more.
Thank God you don't have any more of that trivia.
A woman goes to the doctor. The doctor says, looks like you're pregnant. She says, I'm pregnant? He says, no, it just looks that way.
Have you ever told a woman that she looks pregnant when she wasn't?
Well, I've made a mistake from the stage, sure.
No.
It happens.
What happened?
Nothing. She had the baby. So it turns out she was pregnant. She's that fat and
didn't
know it.
That's fair.
Life is fair.
You know what
Life
I mean?
Life is fair,
like,
baby.
It's okay to say that if it's within a couple days.
You know, my mom's from Florida.
Is she?
She grew up in Jacksonville.
Wow.
How about that? So I have that Florida connection. I've got uncles and aunts and nieces and nephews all run around Florida I've never met. Maybe it could be Heather Thompson who's saying, oh, dear. And that or she's warning us what could run across the road at any minute. By the way, is it when you're feeding the alligator, should you be wearing Crocs?
I think you definitely should. And a banana hammock.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. I miss Marco Island. It was so much fun. He had a club in Marco Island. Of course, then he put the comics up somewhere. I don't know where because it was cheaper. I bet Louis Anderson stayed in Marco Island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course he did.
What
do you need now, Mr. Anderson? I stay in a shithole, okay? I was staying at this motel.
In East Naples. I'm sorry. I can't.
I was staying at this hotel, and I check in and said, you have any pets? I said, no. I walk into the room of the hotel, smell like I had five cats, so it didn't matter. So they have the paper-thin walls, right? One wall, you hear a dog barking, and the other wall, you have a couple having sex. And I don't know which one was hotter.
Yeah.
Anyway, that brought back a memory of your early days in youth. Oh, we got some more. Heather, what do we have? He had a
hot staff at Marco Island. Yes, we did.
Oh.
I had the Captain Brian's girls. That's true.
Yeah. Was she one of them?
Yeah, she was.
I used to wear Heather.
They wore little bikinis.
Let's go fishing at Captain Brian's.
Yeah.
Fishing for compliments, Heather. You were the hottest Captain Brian girl, did you call
it? Yeah, they had little bikinis that used to say Captain Brian's on them.
Well, of course they did.
On the bottom.
And
before pink. That was before pink.
All right. But by the way, can I say something? He would be up all night knitting them.
Is this true?
You're a knitter. Look at the smiley face we just got from Crystal. Thank you, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Thank you so much.
You know,
you guys like it and share it and give us your comments. If you want to ask me or Bob something or anything, we're here for you. We will
really
answer any of your questions.
Until we get to the next station. We're passing Applebee's and the Goodwill. We got the Goodwill tour. Come on down to Captain Brian's and see the Goodwill tour, where I buy stuff at Goodwill and report back to the audience. You haven't even seen this, have you?
Yeah, no, I saw that.
Well, it's updated. We got a lot of great new stuff. Always new stuff every week. I'll be doing a little shopping later on this week and bringing out some new stuff.
The Goodwill in Naples is pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's
not like nice. I like a thrift store to be a thrift store.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man.
Are you just happy to be in Naples, or is it like just another gig? No, be honest. I mean, you could be anywhere, right? So
I'm in Naples.
You're in Naples.
Oh.
Is it nicer? It's got to be. See, I mean, it makes your job easier.
This isn't live, is it?
We're so live.
Oh, no. Well, I can't. I'm so excited to be here in Naples.
Yes, Naples.
I love Italy. I think Italy is probably one of the better countries.
Yeah.
You know, ever since they got rid of Mussolini, it's just been better. You know, the trains don't run as much on time, but they got rid of Mussolini, and all the kids are going, I don't get this. He's watching them on the camera. Who's that?
Yeah.
James Allen?
Look at this.
What?
Look what I'm doing. This is new. This is
because of the new car?
Yeah, yeah. The back opens up too.
Oh my God.
It's so exciting.
You know what? And you know, you had to move that giraffe later on from the petting zoo, so this is perfect.
When you get that
giraffe, the head just goes right out. You know, you don't want to get behind a giraffe. I went to the Erie Zoo and you stand, that's how they kill you. Their legs are powerful. That's how they get rid of the predators.
Oh, they
those back legs, boom, and you're dead.
Really?
It's like, it's a powerful force. It's like the hurricane about to hit the Carolinas.
Why don't we try feeding the giraffe and then making you stand behind it and see what happens? That's good content.
That's the kind of content I'm looking for. Because I've been thinking about Indian it, and why not on a Captain Brian's vlog?
I think, seriously, I might pay you to do that.
Well, pay me. I could use a little extra cash right now.
I might pay you to do that.
I think you should take over my social media, and I want the folks to start weighing in on this.
What do you
Brian's
think,
gonna
guys?
Get a piece of all the Bob Zinni social media. It has to do a little buy-in that will help out, and then you take it over, and I will do content
Absolutely.
I won't even leave the house. How's that?
Oh, that's a deal.
That's my mortgage payment. I won't leave the house. I'll just do content.
Yeah, that's all.
You have no idea. My garage is a workshop of all this content in there.
I need
stuff I built over the years. The props. I was Carrot Top before he was even a top. When he was just a little, you know, like a jack. He was a jack that you would spin.
Was he as good? I mean, I think
he's great. The show is amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because he's a friend. I went to watch your show the first time in Vegas, and I said to, his name is Scott. I said, Scott, I'll take some notes and get you some jokes if you want, because I write for a lot of comics now. So I sat down. I watched this whole show. I looked at my notepad. I had like one note.
I mean,
that was that entertaining, and it was just flawless. It's a great show. Luxor, Carrot Top at the Luxor in Las Vegas. But Bob Zane at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
That's right. That's even bigger.
It's you.
I mean, seriously.
Catch me before you can't.
You know what show I saw in Vegas that was horrific? The Chris Angel. Was it Chris Angel?
Chris Angel, yeah. I met him backstage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Worst show ever.
Really?
Dude, worst.
Okay.
And if you go online and look at the reviews, terrible. Yeah. I wasted a lot of time and money on that show. I'm sorry. I mean, if he watches the captain's log, which he probably does, he's probably going to be pissed.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, he's probably
going to
be pissed.
I mean, right now, Trump's watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to keep up what's
obviously
going on in Naples.
Obviously.
He's got a lot of properties here.
It's a very busy show. It's.
Didn't know we were going to review Chris Angel. You know, he's...
That was my... I'm reviewing him, not you.
If you go to my Instagram, Zany Bob, they can see all the photos I posted, right?
Yeah.
There's a great photo of me with Motley Crue in the early 80s. I mean, right before they made it, and I was a DJ at KLOS.
Yeah.
And I showed that to Vince Neil at Carrot Top's dressing room. And I said, hey, Vince, we had a photo together way back. Did you just see that?
That was a drop of the name you just dropped, the two of them.
Yeah. But he looked at the photo. He said, yeah, I was pretty cooked out then. I probably just got in trouble with Vince Neil.
And again, Vince is probably watching.
Vince is always watching.
Yeah, I mean,
you know who isn't watching the log?
Exactly.
Oh my God, we're here at Beasley.
We are. We're at Beasley Broadcasting, guys. We're wrapping this up. It's just too exciting. You know what it was that you were so excited to drive along with me this time,
because
the last few times I didn't take you to press. You run your own, right?
You should do this with your car. How the radio stations have their logos and stuff. Yeah. The captain's log.
I should do it.
No, I'm serious.
I think that's a great idea. It's coming. And this car is getting all redone.
Let me tell you something. You have that on the outside. People start following you.
Yeah.
I'm an idea guy.
You are.
You know, I'm about content. I don't know if you know that because I haven't posted a thing since 2015, but that's not the point. I'm saving up.
Okay? You got it on.
I'm saving up. So, folks, and by the way, I'm very excited. Captain Brian looks like he's going to be taking part of my career. We're going to sell him a piece of it by the end of the week. Instagram notification now.
Yeah,
about
well,
that?
You know, they just keep coming.
You know what? It's amazing how many people watch this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm very impressed, Brian. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir,
on
Mr.
all
Bob
your success.
Zaney. I appreciate you being
this
a
means
guest
a lot.
Today.
I got to go. I can't
You're
do
out
this.
Of here?
I can't do this crap.
Well, I got to unlock you. See, you thought you were just going to exit. It's my log. I'm letting you leave.